Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential, and the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Peter with Gamertag Radio here, and I am checking out ARK Survival Evolved with Cedric Burks, technical liaison. Thanks for coming on the show.
No problem.
All right, so tell our listeners, what is ARK Survival Evolved?
What is ARK Survival Evolved? ARK Survival Evolved is, you know, to paint it loosely, it's a survival game. But it's a little bit more than your typical survival game in the sense that you can tame dinosaurs, so you can have companions. These companions can help you fight. They can protect your base. So it's really a lot different than a lot of survival games that are out there now. And the other, you know, thing that a lot of people love to do is, you know, kind of make tribes. So you get a lot of tribes. You get your best friends on there. You build massive bases. And then a lot of times you end up going to war with other tribes because you're all vying for the same resources on the same island. Everybody has the same land to live on, and just like real life, you're going to have conflicts. So it basically puts all of that inside of a game environment and allows people to really craft the game that they want to play. So if you don't want to get into the PvP and fight other people, you can just collect dinosaurs and you can basically make Noah's Ark and have two of everything. You know, so you can do that. But if you love to explore, you can just go through the caves and collect all of the crates that are in the cave that gives you special drops and, you know, weapons and things like that. Or if you want to go to war, you can just, you know, declare war on everybody and just take everyone out. So I think it's a lot different than your standard survival game in the sense that there's a lot of different avenues that you can go down and play the game in different ways. But in a nutshell, that's ARK Survival Evolved.
All right. So you mentioned there's, you could do single player like PvE or a PvP. Is that like a seamless drop in drop out, or do you have to select a special mode to go into PvP?
You have to basically go to a special server. So we have servers that are PvP specific and we have servers that are PvE specific. And basically, you will have a character on each server that you go to. So you can also transfer those characters to different servers. That's what we call cross-arc transfer. So let's say that your friend started playing on server one and you're on server two. You can go over to server one and transfer your character over. So it's more so the server that you play on has the game mode that you're playing on, more so than you load into a specific type of game. So you don't have to load anything special. It's just a matter of where you go to start your character.
That's awesome. And so you said you're with Wildcard. Is that, and I know from being in here earlier, there's another studio involved?
I don't know.
Instant Games.
It's a partner studio.
It's a partner studio with you guys?
Yes, it's a partner studio. We work with Instinct, and they've done some of the creatures for the game and things like that. So we do have partner studios, but largely it's a lot of studio wall card and things like that. But, yeah, we do have partner studios all across the world. They call us the studio that never sleeps because we have people all over the world. We don't ever sleep because we have someone up in every time zone.
And you said, where's Wildcard located?
So we have two offices. We have an office in Seattle, and then we have an office in Florida. So we have two kind of main offices that people work out of.
Awesome. We're from Florida, so woo.
Nice.
Okay, so in watching the trailer and also from talking to you, you mentioned that you're on this massive island. How big is this island or this parch of land that we're talking about?
Oh, man, I forget the kilometers. That's a hard one. It's big. it's big enough to get lost a couple times. Honestly, I'm not sure exactly how big as far as kilometers, but it is a pretty large map. And then when you couple that with the expansions that we have, like Scorched Earth, that give you a whole nother map, there's a ton of areas to explore and a ton of areas to build on. And so you'll never really run out of space to build. What you'll do is you'll end up getting lost like I did and, you know, spend an hour trying to find where your home base was.
Gotcha. And so I also saw like multiple biomes in the earlier gameplay demo. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, so we have the redwoods biome. So you're going to see some really just large trees and redwood trees. You'll see that people can actually build bases in the trees. So you can have like a treehouse, which provides an advantage for players. We have the snow biome. So the snow biome, of course, is really cold, and you have specific creatures that are going to be there, and it's really hard to live in just because you have to have pretty much fur. You have to have special equipment to live in that area. We also have the swamp biome. So you're going to get a lot of insects in there. You're going to get a lot of creepy crawlies, alligators, things like that. You're going to get a lot of different creatures in each biome. And then we have more of just the general biome of the general island. So depending on where you are, you could find yourself in one of those biomes and you know, kind of find yourself in trouble, actually, depending on which biome you go into.
Yeah, so I know in the gameplay demo we saw, there was, you had mentioned, like, dynamic environments. Can we talk more about that?
So, yeah. In Ark, on the island that we have now, we have some dynamic things, but the more what I was referring to is our sponsored mod program, which basically we take modders that mod the game and we pay them on a monthly basis to just do what they love to do. And part of what we're announcing at this E3 is the launch of Ragnarok. And he's one of the guys that's sitting here. It's a larger team. It's a team of three people. But on their map, there's a lot of dynamic things happening. So you have a volcano that explodes and you don't know when it's going to explode, and you have geysers going off, and it really makes it feel like the map is alive. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to sponsor this one and bring it to all of our console players and PC players for free, is because it's a lot different than the island. It's a lot different, and you know, more. Since a lot of our developers and a lot of our artists are really focused on the core game experience, especially getting so close to launch, it allows us to really take a look at people, you know, like the Ragnarok team and maps like this that have interactive capabilities. And if we don't necessarily have the resources to put into it at the time, just because we have other, you know, responsibilities, it allows us to just say, hey, let's give this map to the players for free. We love it. It's a great map. So you'll see more of that, us sponsoring more modders. And through this program, I think we'll see a lot of good content and a lot of interactive game types to come from it.
No, that's great. And if I could ask, how long did it take for this specific mod to come into production?
Probably around 6 months.
So 6 months time. Gotcha. Wow. That's pretty impressive for a team of that size. Kudos. It looks fantastic.
Yeah.
So also there was talking about the collector's edition that we saw on the screen. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, the collector's edition we're really excited about because it gives the people or our fans that have been here with us since day one, it gives them something tangible to hold on to. So the collector's edition will include a leather-bound dossier book. So it has all the dossiers from the island, which I'm really excited about. It has a Ark necklace, so you can wear it out and show your love for Ark. And then it has a cloth map, and it's actually the island and all the areas on the island. And then we have also the soundtrack for the game, which was recorded over at Abbey Road, and Gareth Coker is the one who did that. And we're really, really excited about that because I don't know about you, but I love the music for ARC, and that's not a biased statement. I actually just love the music, and I love Gareth Coker's work. So I'm really excited to get the soundtrack, really excited to get the dossiers, put it on my coffee table. And I think a lot of players are really excited to get those tangible things in their hand.
No, I know. I know gamers love things like that. Is that collector's edition available for just the consoles, or is it available for console and PC?
It's just available for the consoles right now. So, you know, hopefully if we do really well and sell out of these, there have been talk of trying to do another reboot and give PC players an opportunity to buy into it. Nothing concrete at the moment, but if it goes well, then hopefully PC players can get in on it as well.
PC gamers, do it.
Yeah.
All right, so if you know, our listeners wanted to check out more about ARK Survival Evolved, where can they go?
The best place to go, I would say, is survivethearc.com. It's our community hub. It's where you'll see a lot of our developers, a lot of our community leads interacting with the consumers. So I think that's the best place to go to get an overall feel of, you know, what's the best server to go on to, those tutorial guides, or how do I get started, you know, what's the best, you know, dinosaur to do this. I think that's your best resource to go because it's just a huge community of people that love the game, and they're all sharing their experiences. And then also you can find some private servers, or we call them unofficial servers, but this is where you can host your own server and you can set up your own rates. So if you want the game to move a little bit faster for you, then you can set that all up. So it's really popular in our community, and that's one of the reasons I love this game, is it's kind of a create your own game, you know, and you can custom tailor it the way that you want to. So that's also a good place to go and find all those custom servers that people are running with mods on them. And it gets really fun when you start to see all the mods that people are putting on the server. And so, yeah, that's the best place to go for, you know, all of that support and all of those tutorials and things like that to find out more about the game.
No, it's hearing that about, you know, having the community band around and evolve, no, you know, pun intended, you know, evolve the gameplay for multiple, you know, groups of people. That's something that we've always loved about our own, you know, you know, listener community, is that being able to pull in people from around the world, you know, just because you have a common, you know, love or appreciation for a game. So thank you very much. And launch date again was?
Launch date is 8/8. So we're really excited for that. The whole team is focused on really making sure that this goes as smoothly as possible, and we create a good foundation for the future. And we're really excited for this 8/8 date. And in the future, this isn't like 8/8 isn't like the end of ARK. I don't want anybody to think that. We'll still be doing, you know, little patches here and there, and we still have two more expansion packs that we plan to announce that's similar size to Scorched Earth. And when you got, you know, 10 new dinos, a whole new map, new resources, you had, you know, storms and different gameplay things. So, it, you know, 8/8 isn't the end of ARK. I see it as a start. It's really the start of us finally getting this on the ground. We've all been looking forward to it, and then we can look forward to, you know, bringing some really good expansion packs for the players.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. I love dinosaurs. I know my kids love dinosaurs. So I mean, who doesn't? Watching the gameplay, I saw a griffin, saw dinosaurs running around. I mean, pteranodons. I'm amped. So I actually can't wait to get back home so I can play it. So thank you once again, Cedric. Appreciate the time.
No problem at all. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. This episode of Gamertag Radio is brought to you by Western Digital. With WD, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you need the superior performance of a WD solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with a reliable WD hard drive, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed videos, podcasts, and more all in a single place. And for a limited time only, Gamertag listeners can get 20% off WD SSDs with the coupon code WDGTR. Find out more at WDC.com/GTR.
Pete, a lot of the listeners have been hitting you up about this and why they should take advantage of this limited time offer.
Well, for gamers and for anybody else that's, you know, that runs a, you know, their own PC, you want to take advantage of the performance that a solid state drive will give you. So in my personal case, I run the operating system
for my gaming PC on a solid state drive, but then I take it one step further and I put an additional solid state drive in there to run my games. So that way I make sure that my games run at the optimum speed, just like the operating system. And then for backup and or storage for music, pictures, etc., I also have a hybrid solid state drive, which takes advantage of the performance with a bigger cache package inside of it, as well as the additional capacity within the storage drive itself.
One more time, website and promo code?
WDC.com/GTR. Use the code WDGTR and you get 20% off.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.